Hello, everybody. It's been a day of frenetic activity in Westminster. Wow. So it's certainly not dull. Now, Wes Streeting has finally, at the end of his convictions, resigned as health secretary. But, you know, he couldn't find it in him to say, yeah, and I want the Labour leadership, therefore to be prime minister. Everybody knows he does. Had he left it longer, then support would have leached away, saying, what are you playing at? Bit like Portillo in 1995 for the Conservative leadership. But on to Andy Burnham now, the so-called King of the North, a cabinet minister under Tony Blair and Gordon Brown, who twice stood for the Labour leadership, 2010 and 2015. Probably would have been better than the people elected on either occasion, mayor of Manchester for the last 10 years. So he's halfway through his third term. And it's been widely known for 6 months that he wanted to come back into Parliament. But so he's got two more years to serve out as in the mayoralty of Manchester. He wanted the Gordon and Denton by-election to be the Labour candidate there. It went to somebody else who lost. And that was a deep humiliation for Labour to lose such a safe seat. And other people think it was a big mistake for the National Executive Committee to refuse him permission to stand. But then where is a safe seat that he could contest? And it turns out that one has come up because Josh Simons, a Labour MP, has agreed he's going to resign early from Parliament, trigger a by-election. Andy Burnham hopes to be Labour's candidate for Macclesfield. Is it Macclesfield? I'm not sure how to pronounce it. But he has to get past the NEC. And the National Executive Committee, they say, is full of Starmerites, which could still block him. Now, Starmer might encourage them to do so anyway. He can't actually, doesn't have the legal power to order them what to do. They might say, well, we got to, otherwise Starmer's gone. That's our only chance to save Starmer is keeping them there. And Starmer, I know it's hard to believe, has some supporters in the cabinet because the rest are not resigning. There are only junior ministers resigning apart from Wes Streeting. And why is Wes Streeting gone without nominating himself for the leadership? Maybe he just doesn't have the 81 signatures, hoping this would cause Starmer to resign, and it hasn't. And Starmer, unpopular though he is amongst the Labour Parliamentary Party, and indeed Labour Party members, he's not as unpopular as Wes Streeting. But so Wes Streeting is the right-wing candidate, and of the options, is probably the best of a bad bunch. Burnham, he might be blocked by the NEC. Even if he's not, that doesn't guarantee he gets selected as the candidate. They might say, we have too many straight white men over 50. We want a younger person. We want a non-white person. We want a woman. We want a gay person or whatever. Now, Andy Burnham, that's sort of his bailiwick. He grew up there in the Liverpool area, but he lived in Macclesfield for about 25 years. And that's it. So, yeah, it's clear. But, yeah, this doesn't guarantee it's going to happen. And some people say, well, this will waste more taxpayers' money in the by-election, waste more money in the mayoralty election. Josh Simons, why have you done this? And Josh Simons was one of those Labour advisors who was the architect of the 2024 victory, but got in trouble about what he was doing, about researching on journalists to try and besmirch the reputation of journalists who told the truth about Labour. So will he get in or won't he get in? So, I mean, Andy Burnham, even if it was a Labour candidate, that doesn't make sure he's actually going to win that seat. It would be tough. It's a fairly safe Labour seat. And I think he would only just win it. So is Burnham's plan going to go right? Is he going to, number one, be allowed to seek the candidacy by the NEC? Is he, number two, going to get picked as candidate? And is he, number three, then going to win the election for Labour? I think that's quite a low chance. I give it about a 30% chance of all that happening. And that obviously doesn't guarantee that he gets to be leader of the Labour Party and therefore Prime Minister. But there comes a chance when you've got to roll the dice. So even if he fails, he's no longer Mayor of Manchester. He doesn't get selected as whatever it's called. Not resigned as Manchester as Mayor probably till he got elected as an MP. But, you know, if he fails, then that's it. He might never get into Parliament again. In fact, probably wouldn't. You know, and if he fails to get whatever this by-election to be selected or fails to win it, that might be it. No, you can't be Mayor of Manchester again. I mean, obviously he's not legally debarred, but the Labour Party said, you did it three times, give someone else a chance. Manchester wasn't good enough for you. Okay, but you know, you can have me satisfied. You've been Mayor of Manchester for 10 years, maybe say about the full 12, and he's had quite a major career in politics. I mean, full-time in politics for over a quarter of a century. That's it. He's had a good innings. Move on. But he has to gamble it. Otherwise, you know, he'll never get the top job. It won't come if, again. So he was a Blair out. Now seemed to be more on the left of the party. And he said he wanted more investment in that area. He was very aware of the Hillsborough issue. That was the disaster at the stadium in 1988 when a lot of Liverpool Football Club fans and Sheffield Wednesday fans died of asphyxiation, the crush, and trying to get a better deal for Greater Manchester. He claims he's had many achievements as mayor of that city, making it grow rapidly, having the buses back as a public owned company, having a £2 fare cap to help people, you know, with their daily expenses, and so on. So yeah, that's it. Anyway, Andy Burnham's in. Wow. So the contest is finally open. Who could definitely get the numbers to nominate is Angela Rayner. Maybe she can do so now if she thinks she's let off the hook by HMRC and she's not disloyal, because Wes Streeting has almost fired the starting gun. So is Andy Burnham and so on. But it just doesn't add up what Angela Rayner said, that there's no penalty charge for being reckless or careless and not paying £40,000 in stamp duty. You should pay that plus a fine of around £10,000. I mean, is she lying? It's just possible that she is. And there might be a leak from the HMRC. They're not allowed to reveal people's private tax affairs. And maybe then she's just gambling on that. I think it's just a public sector stitch up. They're looking after one of their own. So, what's going to happen now? I mean, it's just possible that Streeting doesn't get the 81 signatures. And Andy Burnham doesn't get into Parliament. I mean, if he did, he almost certainly would get the 81 signatures. Angela Rayner, why wouldn't you move? And what sort of deal has been made between Angela Rayner and Andy Burnham? We know that they've been in communications. And the other thing is, I would love to be a fly on the wall when Wes Streeting had that one-on-one meeting with Sir Keir Starmer. No advisors in the room. Did anyone on for 16 minutes? Did Starmer make a threat? Or did Sir Keir make an appeal? Please don't do this. Or something like that. Or was it somehow amicable? Well, I'm going to do this. I know you're going to do this. So I won't spoil it for you or whatever. Did he just appeal to Starmer to do the right thing and announce a timetable for his departure? I'm not sure. Maybe Starmer assured him, no, I'm not budging, which appears to be the case. Because could Starmer somehow survive this? And I think there is a small chance that that's true, maybe like sort of 20%. I mean, when I say survive, I mean still be prime minister at the end of this year. Yeah. So goodness. We live in interesting times. So, yeah, the only two realistic candidates are those two. I mean, possibly Ed Miliband, who was, again, on the right of the party. But, you know, someone who's failed as leader before, over 10 years ago, why would you have him back? As a party who bangs on about underrepresented groups, why do you want another straight white man who's from a middle-class family in North London? That's not very diverse at all. Goodness. So they're all bad. You know, Wes Streeting, who's murdered over 600,000 people over the last 2 years alone. Now, he could not have prevented all those murders. He could at least have not advocated for them. And, you know, the whole Labour cabinet is guilty. Most politicians are guilty. He's sort of the guiltiest of the lot because this was his particular area. He has got no mercy. He's a very, very cruel and bloodthirsty person. Such are the times we live in. And he may well be rewarded with the highest office in the land. Sickening.